You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show, Dr. Frank Barone. He is a plastic surgeon out of Toledo, Ohio, and today we are going to learn a little bit about his practice and some of the fine cosmetic and reconstructive work he's doing for the people of Toledo, Ohio. So his company is his practice is Evolve Plastic Surgery and Medical Aesthetics. So without further ado, Dr. Frank Barone, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Thank you very much for joining me. So, Dr. Barone, what sort of services or plastic surgery services do you offer at your office in Toledo?
Well, I am a board-certified plastic surgeon by training, but we offer a full or comprehensive line of both reconstructive services in plastic surgery, things that are covered by insurance, as well as cosmetic surgery, and then many non-surgical aesthetic treatments, injections, lasers, skin care, non-surgical fat removal, and other things that are very popular.
Now, what are your patients in Toledo, Ohio coming to you for the most? What would you say is your most popular service?
Well, on the surgical side, I would say that breast augmentation is particularly popular because there are new types of implant options that are very safe, durable, and have a natural result when they're done properly by someone who's qualified to do them. The goal is to have a natural look and a balance to the body where no one can tell you ever had any of the procedures. Eyelid surgery and facial surgery is very popular. Ways to reduce aging without having any kind of noticeable surgical effect by using tissue repositioning techniques, chemical peels to remove aging from the surface of the skin, lasers, using fat grafting to restore volume to the skin and to the tissues as we age,
right.
Many other things that can give a very balanced result with the outcome.
Now, what would you say in your experience, what would you say do people find that they want to change about themselves the most? I mean, do you get more reconstructive work or do you get more of the cosmetic side?
I would say both. Many of our reconstructive patients go on to have cosmetic work because everybody's working longer now and they want
right.
to look younger. And the motivation to have cosmetic work is really about the way it makes people feel. I think a lot of people misunderstand that. It's not really so much about having any particular look. It's really, when it's done well and you get a natural look, it makes the person feel particularly confident, positive attitude, they feel sexier, they feel younger, and they're more social. So it can have a lot of benefits because of the way it can make someone feel. So that's one of the big attractions to it.
Right.
On the other hand, there's nothing worse than a poorly done aesthetic or cosmetic procedure that looks fake or done, and consequently that can be counterproductive. So it's very important how the procedures are done, that they look natural.
Now, should you always, if you're looking to have some work done, whether it's reconstructive or cosmetic, should you always be looking for board-certified plastic surgeons to perform this stuff?
Well, that's a great point, because many of these procedures are being done by doctors who advertise themselves as board-certified, but it turns out they're not board-certified in the actual specialty that they're doing on you. They may be board-certified in an unrelated specialty, but due to the popularity of it, the patient would often not know that. So board certification is no guarantee you're going to get a great result, but at least you know the doctor, if he's board-certified, he or she's board-certified in that specialty,
right.
Then you have at least a better chance of knowing they have credentials and training that give you a much better chance of a safe and reliable outcome.
Now, Dr. Barone, what's always kind of interested me about plastic surgery in general is just the fact that I've had two surgical procedures in my life, one on my elbow and one on my knee. None were for cosmetic work. They were both so I could walk and move my elbow correctly. But I'm saying generally when people go into surgery, it's for something that they generally need to have done either to prolong their life or to help fix an issue that may become a larger issue in the future. But with plastic surgery, I mean, people are generally seeking out your help to help them feel better about themselves. So, I mean, this is a good surgery.
Yes, I mean, there's two aspects here. One is how long you live, and our surgery is that can prolong your life. But the other just as important aspect is the quality of your life or how well you live. So both of those are important, and they affect your overall perception of your life. So we like patients to live longer, but we also like them to live better. And well-done aesthetic procedures, both surgical and non-surgical, can accomplish that.
Now, how much does stuff like this cost? And what would the cost be to the patient? And what sort of stuff is covered by insurance? I imagine the cosmetic surgery is not, but I would imagine that the reconstructive stuff is.
Correct. Things that correct a deformity, such as, let's say, a woman has breast cancer and her breast is removed, a mastectomy, to correct that deformity is considered reconstructive.
Right.
But many times you try to enhance the result and add fat grafts, for example, and that may be considered not medically necessary, but it's important to the patient. However, that may not be covered by some insurance policies. If your nose is damaged in an auto accident or you can't breathe, then that portion may be covered, whereas if you want to enhance the appearance, that is usually not. So most insurance companies go by what's considered medically necessary to address a functional problem. But the cost of non-covered things, it varies depending on how much time it takes. What's very popular now is Botox and injectables. And you're paying for the product there, along with the service. But since that's done in the office, that usually can keep the cost down. So many patients will have combinations. They'll have some surgical procedures, then some non-surgical ones to maintain the result, like skin care. Having healthy skin is very important for our patients because if you have a facelift, for example, and the skin is not in good shape, it won't last very long. So we try to emphasize a holistic kind of approach of preoperative preparation to get the skin ready, then the procedure, and then a maintenance program to prolong the results. So I think that works better, and a more balanced result is the outcome.
Now, Dr. Barone, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in about a minute, but I wanted to give you the opportunity. Where can people kind of find your practice online? Do you guys have a Facebook page or a website?
We do. Evolve Plastic Surgery Medical Aesthetics, or Frank Barone, MD. .com. Also, the American Society of Plastic Surgery has much information on this, and it's good, credible information. And the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery are plastic surgeons, board certified, who have particular expertise in cosmetic or aesthetic procedures. That's also a national source for information and referrals to get the answers properly and fairly for patients.
Wonderful. Dr. Frank Barone of Evolve Plastic Surgery and Medical Aesthetics out of Toledo, Ohio. Thank you again for joining us and explaining all this wonderful stuff to us. We really appreciate it. And, of course, wish you and your practice the absolute best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.